I like the back and forth. It gives me more time to write, okay. And vice versa.
Yeah. Although, so I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. I wrote a story for this episode, or had, like, an idea of what I wanted to write, but it didn't really do Don't I Know You? And then...
Okay.
Well, and then when I was really thinking about it, I was like, no, you need to finish your story, and if you can't figure out an ending to tie into the prompt, then you need to write a story based on the prompt.
Oh, so you were already... Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, no, I had this inspiration. I had a story,
and then...
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta go with it, though, and then...
Well, I got...
Save that story.
Yeah. I got a bit of paranoia one night, and then wrote somewhat based on the paranoia I was feeling, and then... So... It was a windy night. Ronnie was out. I was home alone for a while. I needed to shower. I get paranoid in the shower a little bit. So
that's fair. We had a whole episode about that.
Yeah.
Like, this is in the episode, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a great conversation.
Well, and it was extra windy, and so I brought the baseball bat into the shower with me. Because it was the weekend,
sorry.
And I know I needed to shower,
like,
so, like...
I need a weapon.
Yeah.
It's water resistant.
Yes. And I was like, if anything happens, I'm gonna hear my dog. I kept the shower curtain open slightly so I could see
so your door was ajar?
Yes. Yes. And then, Ronnie... I forget what Ronnie was doing. I think he was out playing D&D or something. So, I ended up on the couch... It with the baseball bat in my hand, and then I fell asleep with the baseball bat, like, next to me somehow, and he's like, oh no, I left it in the bathroom at one point because I had to pee again, and Ronnie's like, why is the baseball bat in the bathroom? And I had to explain to him all of that. So I was writing a story based on that experience, and then I was like, oh, like, it sounded like there was knocking, so I went down to, like, check, and then, well, not like a black-eyed kids thing, but I couldn't figure out where it was going. Anyway, I will write it. It's mostly written. I just need an ending.
Okay.
And
then you were like, hey, I gotta do Don't I Know You.
Exactly. So then I was, like, workshopping some ideas a week ago. And I was like, well, this one seems pretty interesting. And then there's also this one. So I went with the more familiar thing for me.
Okay.
You'll understand it. It's really based on real life, except for... when it gets into the story. Like, the setting is very real.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do the intro.
Yes.
So, thanks for joining us for episode 3.
If it's your first time, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, watcher, welcome back.
Oh, yeah, watcher.
Yeah.
Like it.
Thanks.
You can now watch us on YouTube at Tiny Morbid Fantasies. Or yeah. You can still listen to us, of course, wherever you get your podcast.
All of them.
All the places.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again for joining us.
Yeah. This is my version of the prompt Don't I Know You this week.
All right. Yes. So we're going to get into all that.
I don't know if we have some front-end stuff yet.
Oh, so one new thing, though, I want to also mention. Conspiracy Theoryology gave us this great idea. It's one of our listeners, and they also have a podcast, so you should check them out as well. We're going to post a prompt to you guys as well. So the same prompt, Don't I Know You? So you can kind of take that writing prompt and mm-hmm. send us your stories.
Yeah, we'd love to hear them.
Yeah, and if we get any, we will... I think we should do, like, a special listener episode for their writing prompts. So,
yeah,
send those in, tinymorbidfantasies@gmail.com, or Twitter...
Instagram.
MySpace. I'm very active on Twitter, so if you want to send it there, that's fine.
Oh, we or also have a Facebook, too, if that's easier for you.
I'm never on there, but yeah.
I'm kind of on there.
We're working on the social media stuff.
There's a lot.
You can send those to us on any of the social medias, and we'll have a special listener episode coming up.
Yeah.
I think that'll be fun.
Please send us stuff. We
so
would
thank
love
you again.
To read it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So let us know what Don't I Know You conjures up in your mind for a writing prompt.
Oh, speaking of a listener submission episode, I still have the audio file that my friend Sally's mom gave us about the walk through the woods.
Cool. Yes. We never played that from season one.
No, but we have some bonus content. So, and that was really sweet, too, because it's not... us relaying somebody else's story,
they actually sent us the story in. Yeah, you know what? Another thing. If you want to send us, like, an audio file of you reading a story, you know what? Send that in as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do the editing. I will work it out.
Yeah.
And we also have a promo. Do you want to do the promo up front? I feel like we should, because...
Yeah, what was the...
It was awesome. And we did a promo swap with... we almost said it the same time. Like... You can go ahead.
Okay, the promo's from Straight Up Enigmas from Twitter.
And
wait, that's their podcast name.
Well, yeah. Well, Straight Up Enigmas is where I met them, on Twitter. So, that's why. Yeah, Twitter. Which is also at Straight Up Enigmas. Mm-hmm. Or no, Straight Enigmas at Twitter.
We'll be putting their promo here.
Hello, listeners. I'm Jaden McKell, and welcome to Straight Up Enigmas, a podcast to explore the unexplained. Spine-tingling supernatural stories, true crime, and riddles from the ancient world are all things to expect when you tune in to Straight Up Enigmas. Like the time we discussed the mysterious death of Alyssa Lamb, or share terrifying true stories from real people about sleep paralysis and shadow people. In one of our most recent episodes, I told the story of Debbie Kent, the sister of my dad's best friend from high school, who was abducted and murdered by serial killer Ted Bundy. Join us every Tuesday and dive into the world's weirdest riddles, unsolved cold cases, and ghostly encounters. You can find our Straight Up Strange episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Here, at Straight Up. At Straight Enigmas, but their name is Straight Up Enigmas. Fuck it.
True crime?
It is a true crime podcast. Her name is... I don't remember her name, but I did listen to a couple episodes and I was like, oh, that's spooky. I love true crime.
Insert her name in a voiceover here.
Just me opening my mouth and just her name coming out.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so that's the promo for Straight Up Enigmas. Go check them out. It's supernatural, it's paranormal, it's true crime, historical history, it's spooky, it's weird, it's awesome. And I love it.
Can I do a plug that's not that? But it's one of our...
We're going to have plug time.
Yeah.
For the stories. I like it.
I just got caught up, so two podcasts just had season endings. Constance podcast.
I am behind, and I introduced you to that.
You
podcast.
Did. I was in love. I am in love with it. They just had their season finale. I don't know how long ago. I'm just catching up on the season finale of the Constance podcast, and then the Storage Papers, which
did I also introduce you to
did.
That?
You did. You did.
I'm so behind.
But they're very well done. They're in their own worlds. And I have to say, the Storage Papers, he added a twist at the end.
I will catch up. I've been slacking on my podcast listening, not gonna lie, for the last month.
No, it's okay. But I really enjoy both of those podcasts. They're very...
So they're audio dramas, which at first I thought, we could be an audio drama. And I was like, I can't. We're too chatty. And we're just like, we just want to hang out and then read our stories.
Yeah.
And audio dramas are... They're like these wonderful things because it's all-encompassing.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own world, and they create this... They just lay this background, and there's music and sound effects, and you just kind of can sink into it.
Yeah.
Almost like a TV show. So
maybe one day we'll have an audio drama, but we'll figure it out.
I've tried. I don't know.
It's okay. I have not tried, so you're better off than I am.
I would
want
to get like a voiceover artist to like really... Because I feel like my reading voice isn't the best. But I do it anyway. Because it's my podcast.
Yeah.
I do what I want.
Why not?
So yeah, shout out to Constance and Storage Papers.
I know it was a promo swap. I just figured I'd plug it because I like
them. I don't need a promo swap. They're awesome. So yeah, I will catch up to them because they are great stories.
Oh, and okay, last...
Also, we're new to writing. Like, sort of. Like...
Yeah.
Really writing, so
yeah, this you're is our intro.
Watching us grow and get better.
Oh, and That's Weird just ended. I tweeted at them and they liked my tweet because I told them there was a missed opportunity for the use of necropancy. Context is needed. It's or you can listen to them, but it's pants made out of human skin.
I assumed, but I like the term. So yeah, I like. I think at the beginning of the show we'll have like a little like podcast, like love fest. Like this is what I'm listening to, or like this is what I like. Ooh. If we don't have a promo, fine. It's whatever. Today we did have a promo, but I shouted out my Straight Up Enigmas, or the Straight Up Enigmas podcast that I listen to. You shouted out Constance and Storage Paper, so.
Yeah, I hijacked it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all good. I like it.
So just wanted to send some pod love, because.
Yeah. Because this will roll on if we keep going, because there's a new one I started listening to that I want to tell you about, but we'll save it for next time.
Okay. I like it.
Or after we're done recording, I'm going to tell you about it. Week. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is the story that I wrote for our prompt, Don't I Know You? Every day I pass by the same businesses. Restaurants and bars, bookshops and office supply stores. The route becomes the same day in and day out. I park in the same parking spot, walk to my train station, and stand in the same spot so I can walk out of the same entrance and onto the same street that leads to my building. It's a straight line. Everything becomes predictable. After a while, you get to know the schedule of everything going on. Tuesdays are trash collection days, but after a big rain or public holiday, Tuesday can't come soon enough. The faces of commuters passing by in the other direction become familiar. When I run late, I know the people that I won't see, or the people that I see further down on my walk. You also start recognizing the homeless people scattered throughout the city. Squirrel Man is my favorite. He always keeps some bread on hand to feed to his pet squirrel. From what I can tell, it's always the same one. On my walk home, Squirrel Man helps a local food cart vendor hitch his cart up to his truck for the night and get some food to reward his efforts. Squirrel Man went missing for a few months, and I was a little worried for a while. He eventually came back, but this time he was on the lean a lot more than he used to be, at least as far as I could tell. While he was gone, another person had taken up post in his normal spot. You could tell that he was keeping the spot safe for Squirrel Man until he came back. The day he returned, he had his spot back, no questions asked. I don't have names for all the other homeless people I see on my way, but I notice them. Even if we don't interact, I keep tabs on them. Every other month, the fatigue-clad man with a dog posts up around the shopping district. Sometimes the sidewalk hog takes his place, blocking the sidewalk to intentionally be in the way of passersby so he can increase his odds of getting some change. About a month ago is when this new girl started showing up closer to where I work. I hadn't noticed her at first, but after a while I could tell she was going to be another regular. So I started keeping tabs on her. She didn't look like a normal junkie or homeless person down on their luck. She looked relatively clean, not hard-worn like all the others. I liked knowing she was there day after day, but she was a little setback from my route, so I never really got a good look at her. It wasn't until I was on the hunt for a new lunch spot that I had the chance to walk past her. My coworker Lisa suggested we try it out together, and I caved. As we passed the girl, I could tell she was pretty young, probably about my age. Definitely much younger than a lot of the other women I usually see on the streets. She had such a kind face. I couldn't help thinking that I recognized her from somewhere. Lisa and I grabbed our lunch and headed to a bench outside to enjoy the weather. I asked Lisa if she saw the girl we passed on the way, hoping to learn more about her, but she didn't notice her at all. I kept thinking about the girl anyway, and knew I wanted to strike up a conversation with her at some point. Lisa had some work to finish at the office, so I told her to go in without me. When I approached, the girl was reading a book. I startled her when I said hi. She flinched a bit and actually looked a bit scared. I guess she didn't speak to many people. She was staring at the ground and wouldn't make eye contact with me. There was something so familiar about her. I couldn't stop myself and blurted out, "Don't I know you?" She didn't even react. I got the feeling like she wanted me to leave. I knew she wasn't going to talk to me, but I told her I hoped she was all right and offered some money. She didn't take it. I got the sense that she was in pain. She was hugging her body. It was nearing the end of my lunch break, and I didn't want to get yelled at for being late again, so I turned to walk away. As I approached the crosswalk, I glanced back to the spot she had been sitting, but she wasn't there. I shrugged it off and figured I'd get another chance to figure it out tomorrow. I continued on my way. Halfway through the crosswalk, I felt a tap on my shoulder. I swung around, and it was her. She was just standing there, staring at me. Except this time I could see her face. Her mouth was starting to twist into a smile, becoming more of a sneer. Her eyes were full of hatred. Something was moving in them, and I could swear I could see my face. I was behind the wheel of a car. Then the windshield shattered. I could see her face as she turned toward me behind the wheel. It was her. All I could hear were tires screeching and car horns blaring. I was in so much pain. The girl wasn't standing there anymore, but I was laying in the middle of the road.
Wow. So, if I understand this correctly, that girl is a girl that he hit with his car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you totally got it.
Okay, I was just making sure. I was like, wait, how did he get back to the... Wait, what's happening? Okay.
Okay.
But no, I understood it. Okay. Yeah.
Like a ghostly figure, but you hit and run, so you didn't really get a good look at their face, but like... I know you.
He went back to that moment, and then she took him back there again. It was just like...
Yeah. Yeah.
She was on the other foot.
I'm really glad that that came off that way.
Yeah, no, I understood it, yeah. And then I was like, wait, do I understand it?
No, you didn't.
I don't know
you
why I second-guessed myself.
I was really scared, and then you pegged it. Okay.
I liked it.
Thank you.
I like the twist ending.
Thank you.
I like when ghosts get their revenge on the people who have wronged them.
Apparently I do, too.
Untimely death comes back at you.
Yeah, and most of the characters, at least in the beginning, are real people. I merged, like, two of them.
That was going to be my next question, because you work in the city, so yeah. I was like...
And Squirrel is Guy isn't Squirrel Guy, it's Bird Guy. But...
Okay.
I thought squirrels would be cute.
Birdman.
Yeah, because he had... I thought it'd be cuter if he, like, had one squirrel friend rather than random bird friends. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I imagine... He has a backstory. Like, I imagine
like
that the...
Disney princess, but homeless in the city.
Like, he adopted the squirrel and, you know, helped it recover from something, and now it's his squirrel, is what I made up in my head.
He hurt his paw, and then he nursed it back to health.
Yes, exactly. So there's that.
But a totally different direction to Don't I Know You.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of our characters died, though.
Mine always die.
Mine does, too, but I'm softening a little bit. I'm like, do I need to kill them all? I don't know. If they ask for it, I guess.
Well, I gotta say, the story that I didn't write for this one, but I kind of started, I don't know if they're gonna die. So you just have to stay tuned to that episode when I actually...
Oh, right. You said you started writing another story. Mm-hmm. It was for a different prompt.
No, it was for this one, but it didn't fall in line.
Oh, okay.
I guess it was just, hey, I needed to write this before I forgot.
Okay.
And anything. But yeah, maybe they don't die. I don't
know. When you get the inspiration, just get the words out, get them down, because you'll forget them.
Yeah. Or at least write three sentences on something that hopefully you remember. Oh. Speaking of writing.
Mm-hmm.
So for class, I have to do reflections every week. And it's for, I forget which class this is. Physiology, which is, like the anatomy... Or, like, the sections of the brain where you really figure out, like, what nerves are in there. Oh, so we learned about the 12 cranial nerves. And so I wrote about the one that, like, I don't suffer with it, but, like, I had to utilize my hypoglossal nerve in order to learn how to speak better.
I remember.
I was born with my frenulum attached from the tip of my tongue to... the bottom of my oral cavity, so it affects the way that I speak, so I have to really try hard to enunciate words, otherwise I'm using the sides. Anyway, that aside, you can cut all of that, but my latest prompt, I have to finish writing it, but because it has to do with the areas in the brain that might be, like, affected by certain things, I'm gonna write about a man that I saw on a train with a 2-inch diameter, like, crater in his skull.
Oh, wow.
And it's in the posterior part of his brain, and it's in the parietal. I'm sorry. It's in the parietal lobe in the back. So what I'm going to do is some research to try to speculate what damage done to that part of the parietal lobe would cause on this man on the train. Because, I don't know, I run out of ideas a lot.
Brain stuff is very interesting. Brain stuff. Well, I sound smart. Brain stuff sounds real interesting.
Exactly.
But no, like the psychology and the physiology of like what happens to certain head injuries and where they're placed, how it can affect your personality, that's...
Well, I mean, yeah, because if it's, like, something that affects the Broca's area, then you end up with a guy, like, Tan, who just says Tan, or the Wernicke's area, where their ability to speak is not affected, but the things that they say are nonsensical. They have words, but they can't connect the words to, like, a memory and meaning in their brain, so they say them, whereas Tan, like, in the Broca's area, doesn't have words. Sorry, I'm, like... Here's my lecture for the day. I'm sorry. I'm not really that sorry.
Deep into the... Which class was it again? Physiology?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like a very interesting class.
It is, and I like this professor because the only homework that I really have to do are these weekly reflections, which I'm already kind of late doing. It's only a page paper. It just gets annoying after a while to figure out what to write about, so... Mine is observational with that man on the train. And it was, like, 2-inch diameter, but also, like, 3/4 inch deep. So, like, that's a significant welt on his head.
Yeah, like, you wonder what happened.
Yeah. And if it did affect his brain, yeah, I want to know. I want to speculate.
Yeah, because it'd be rude to just ask. Oh, but, hey, excuse me, sir. What's up with that? Don't do that.
Don't do that. And don't talk to strangers, because... Sometimes it just gets weird.
I mean, you can't... don't talk to strangers.
Yeah. That's why I wear big-ass headphones, because don't... Please don't talk to me.
But sometimes strangers have the best stories and, like, the best candy, so... Make your own decision in the moment, before the most part.
Yes.
I try not to talk to strangers. Unless they're old people, because then I'm just like, alright, I'll listen.
That's fair. Yeah, that's all I got. That was the story I was saving for.
But cool.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a good story. Thank you for saving it, because I'm interested to hear your brain story. Brain injury story.
And you know what? I have to say, I got more concise with my ability to tell, like, a really contained story.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't at first, but I'm getting better at it, I promise.
So we'll probably, because I write stories all the time. Like, I'm getting better and doing more and more writing. I've joined a writing group. Online, to get, like, inspiration. So not everything is going to be writing prompts. Like, maybe we'll take an episode to just, like, have our stories that we've written in the time. Because I've been working on something since season one.
Yeah?
Fleshing it out. But I want to present that story still. And I want to do it here, so.
That'd be amazing.
In between. Like, we'll do, like, a couple episodes of writing prompts. Like, 4 or 5. And then here's our stories.
That'd be really... I'm, like, really... Glad that you're doing all of that. I do not have the time for that, but good on you for, like, self-improvement.
It's like a lazy group. Not a lazy group, but it's just, like, she'll send an email out. Like, what have you written today? Have you gotten your 10,000 words in for the week? Ooh. It's, like, very... Ooh. Eventually, I want to get to the point of maybe writing a novella or a novel or
something in between. Because
depending on the size is what it is.
Yeah.
So, I have a chart that tells me what's what, how many pages and words I need.
You know what's cool, too? I'm sure you could, like, turn some of the stories that you've already written into, like, a novella and, like, make them a part of the same world if you do, like, transitions enough.
Oh, yeah, because I can piece most of my stories together.
Yeah. That'd be really cool. I'd love to hear that, honestly.
Yeah, I might work on that, because I do want to, like... broaden out and give more detail into the worlds of most of the stories from season one. So,
yeah.
Look out for that in the future.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. I'm sure everyone else would too.
I think so.
Oh, do you have... I don't have actual tea today, but what's your tea of the week?
I don't know. There's nothing really good this week. I'm trying to find something. There's always something good.
This week has been interesting.
It's been a week. But what's the tea? Something good happened. Oh, I got to go to the punk rock flea market on Saturday. So there's this thing called the Trenton Punk Rock Flea Market. It's an oddities market. You can get like just all sorts of things. Vintage clothing, just handmade items. A lot of artists go there. You can buy artwork, paintings, sculptures, just all sorts of crazy, awesome artwork. There was something I was actually going to buy you. There's this guy there who took albums, like just vinyl albums, and I guess laser cut them out for different bands and then put them on like these amazing, beautiful backdrops. I'll put a picture up because I did take a picture.
Yeah,
but they had a David Bowie one. And I was like, I think something like this.
Well, yeah, of course I would.
But also it was $40 and I didn't have enough money.
I appreciate that you thought about me enough to bring that up. So I will take it.
And they had a Prince one, of course. And I was like, oh, I wonder if Michelle saw this. But yeah, you can get great artwork. Sometimes there's like food, but it's everything's handmade. I bought butterscotch peanut butter.
Oh my God. From the That's my favorite.
Oh, I didn't know you like butterscotch too.
Oh yeah.
The nut butter people. I don't know their name, but they have like cappuccino, almond butter, and
hazelnut,
cinnamon peanut butter. It's good.
Oh, that one's really good.
But like, it's all crunchy because they make it themselves, so it's like not hand crushed.
And the butterscotch one has extra crunchies. I'm sorry, I totally
does it really?
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know that. I've never tried it.
It has like peanut butter crunchies and then like harder crunch. Oh, butterscotch. Go on. Anyway.
I got a sample of the chocolate peanut butter, and I was like, all right, I will take the butterscotch. Literally, okay. Like, I like it. I just want a little taste of the chocolate. And I had my husband try it. He's like, oh, that's pretty good. I'm like, yeah, we have some at home. You can eat some. It's great to just make some toast and put it on. Anywho, that was like my fun little trip for the weekend. Oh, and I bought him like a cute shirt from Mike Vivisector. He does like the gothic. It's all black and white.
We saw them when we were at Laurel Hill.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, the t-shirt vendor guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the kid, it was the dad and the mom. And they don't really speak that much English. They were so cute. I love them. They kept giving me, they gave me the cards and they were like, sizes, lots of sizes. We have t-shirts and tanks. And
you know,
like,
what?
All sizes.
I appreciate that, though, because it's like not only you are passionate about the thing you're selling, but you're also telling me you're inclusive enough that I can wear your stuff.
They did have some stuff in my size, but also he's a big guy, so I'm like, I'd feel kind of weird if you didn't make shirts that you could wear. But me and him would wear the same size. He's like 6'5", huge towering guy, long white beard.
Oh, I hope for nothing
can you
less
imagine?
Than that. Yeah.
But,
Yeah,
so I got Carrie a t-shirt and got some peanut butter and hung out for a little bit.
That's a really good tea moment. I appreciate that.
Saw a man dressed as Catwoman. He was a very skinny guy, but he had on like...
I'm into it.
8-9 inch heels. I don't know how he was walking.
I'm into it. You know what? He's done this before.
Oh, have you seen it? Oh, he does. Yeah, he has. He's like, oh yeah, I dress up all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, you do you. Like, I was impressed. I love when people dress up.
I'm really sad that I missed it.
It was random just because, I don't know, it's not like a con or anything, but people do dress up just randomly, and I was like, I love it.
Yeah. I dressed up this week, but
keep
I'll tell
weird.
You off camera.
Okay.
Reasons.
Okay. All right, so.
Hey, you didn't ask me about
tea. Oh, you have tea too.
Well, I always have tea.
Oh. No. So what's your tea? What the fuck? Why'd you ask me first? Oh, okay.
Because well,
you thought to say it
reciprocated.
First.
Reciprocated.
All right.
So
who knows how much battery we have left. All right. So what's your tea for this week?
Well, I ordered too much makeup recently. But in my
surprise,
last...
Surprise, surprise. Okay.
But in my last order, I got an extra mascara that I didn't order and it was a full size. So... I'm keeping it. I looked over my list many times. I was like, I didn't order this. I didn't order this. I'm keeping it.
Oh, that your what's the tea is you got something for free. That's awesome.
I mean, I like free things.
I mean, who doesn't like free stuff? So.
But yeah, it was a really nice mascara and it was full size.
So. And especially for you who orders so much stuff and like, it's nice to just, the system worked in your favor.
Yeah. Also called out, but it's fine. Alright, yes,
wow.
Now we can wrap up.
let's get this over. We're getting delirious already.
It's okay.
So, if you like this story and you want to hear more, be sure to follow us on Twitter or at Tiny Morbid, on YouTube and Instagram, and on Reddit at Tiny Morbid Fantasies. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to send us your writing prompts to
any of those.
Just any of those. Or email, or
you can find us.
Again, it's Don't I Know You. That's the prompt. So mm-hmm. let us know what you got.
Yeah, we will make a featured episode. We would love to hear your stories.
We will feature you, shout you out.
Yeah.
If you're another podcast, we'll do a promo for you, of course. Absolutely. You gotta support your indie pods.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll episode swap. That'd be a good idea.
I like it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess in that vein, to be featured in upcoming episodes,
send your stories. I stumped on that line. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Send your stories to be featured in upcoming episodes to tinymorbidfantasies@gmail.com.
And if you have any questions or comments, you can send those too.
Till next time,
keep it spooky.
Like hearing your name called from the other room, only to find out.